Let's start where we should start and pay fitting tribute to Richard Horne.
Yeah, you know, obviously a fantastic way to obviously end his career. Been a you know fantastic servant to the club. You know, and he's going to get some accolades over the next couple of days. You know, on his career, and certainly well deserved.
And in terms of his career, it was quite a good one, wasn't it, when you look back on it?
Yeah, he didn't do bad. Didn't do bad. The skinny kid off Branscombe didn't do so bad, did he? So, no, you know, I remember him coming through, like, playing on the wing for our academy team, and I think we had 7 games left, and he'd scored something like 14 tries for us. Moved into scrum half the year after, and you know, since then he's never looked back. He's been a revelation since he joined the club. So, tough for a half. One of the toughest halves I've played with. Tried dragging him off on a couple of occasions tonight when cramp set in that last 5 minutes.
What happened?
And you know, he said his goodbyes to the physio in true Richard Horne fashion. So. You know, the Challenge Cup springs to mind, you know, when he comes on and gets absolutely smoked by James Graham. You know, he looks ill that day, and obviously now we all know why. And to put his hand up and play, I think, just typifies the bloke.
Yes, indeed. And it's the start of a new era in his life, and you've done that. And I was just talking to Nick Pinkney there about how difficult it is to say goodbye to playing and how hard it can be.
Yeah, it is. It's a challenge. You know, you come to some games and you stood on that touchline and you want to be a part of that. You know, derby days in particular, difficult to watch. You know, you're sort of living every tackle and living every carry. But that's part and parcel. It's, you know, he's we've asked Rich to come on the coaching staff for the under-19s because of, you know, what he's done in the game. And, you know, if I look back at, you know, myself as a 17-year-old and, you know, come and asked to play for Hull FC, and I found out I was getting coached by a Great Britain international who's hit 300-plus first-grade games and walked out at a grand final and a Challenge Cup, I think I'd have been over the moon. So, you know, when he delivers to these young kids, he's delivering his experiences that he's been through.
If the kids don't listen when he speaks, that says a lot about the kids rather than him, doesn't it?
Certainly, yeah. You know, the pupils have got to come to the table as well, but I'm sure they will. We've got a great bunch at the under-19s level, and you know, one in particular tonight, Jack Logan, I think deserves a little bit of praise. I've just used him as an example in the changing rooms. We give him his debut at Wigan, and you know, to say
rude awakening, wasn't it?
It was a bit of a shock to the system for the kid, and since then, you know, he's gone back down to 19's level and just knuckled down, you know, the effort he's put in, and the response to that night has been fantastic. So I decided to give him another go at Huddersfield last week, and I thought he did all right at Huddersfield. He, you know, there were steps in the right direction, and then to come out there and play like that tonight, you know, it's a bit of a bit of an inspiration for us as a team, I suppose. You know, we've been copping it all the year, and it's been a tricky old year, and it's been a bit like Groundhog Day in regards to reviews. We're sort of coming close but just not getting them results, and you know, you're a bit like Groundhog Day. You try changing everything to try and suit and get that result, but it just never came. So it's been a difficult year, there's no doubt about that, but a year, you know, Jack Logan will be better for, I'll be better for, the staff will be better for, and the players that are here next year will be better for, that's for sure.
There's a certain irony about it, isn't it? Because, you know, as you usher out the old players, you bring in the young players, and that's exactly as you'd want it to be. If it isn't like that, then you've really got a problem as a club, haven't you?
Definitely, and we're fortunate that the youth system that we've got and the pedigree of the amateur game in, you know, in Hull is right up there. So it's for us as a club to get these youngsters and nurture them, and you know, tap into Richard Horne's experience and make sure they're disciplined and level-headed kids, and bring them through our system. With some real quality first team players around them, and give them every chance of you know, making a career for themselves.
Looked at that game tonight, and it rather was in cocoon your season, wasn't it? 60 minutes, you were thinking, my goodness,
I'd left and was going home. I was listening to you on the radio at half time.
You were joining the early leavers.
Honestly, yeah. It was, you know, I think they was running at 47% completion rate, and we was just ahead of him at 48. It was it's a strange one because the dry conditions, it looked, you know, the ball looked, you know, it looked like he could play some footy tonight. But I'm told otherwise by the players. There was a bit of dew on the pitch by all accounts. So, you know, straight away when you're walking in and that's the first thing they say, you know, they've got ready-made excuses.
Yeah, it's lined up, isn't it? But then it was just like a light switch, wasn't it?
Yeah, we got a sniff. And we spoke about errors in defence, errors, bounces of the ball, and errors in attack happen. You know, they happen in a game. One thing that's in a player's control is how much enthusiasm and how much desire they bring to the field. And that was in our control. And we said we didn't want to get out-infused. And, you know, to finish on that rally, you know, we out-infused them for that last 20-minute period, which is, you know, pleasing.
And you got them.
Yeah, we got them, yeah. Yeah, we did. And like I say, you know, we've... We're looking to Jack Logan for inspiration. Like I said, it's been a tough old year. We've had to, you know, we started the year giving everybody an opportunity and giving everybody a chance, which is.
Can I ask you a question? Just stop you there, midstream. You started out giving everybody a chance. In hindsight, was that the right thing to do? Do you think?
I think, for me as a person, I think that is. Yeah, I said I would. I wanted to stand by that, you know.
What, for your own credibility?
You know, the feedback, the general feedback from the group the year prior was blokes had not performed for weeks consecutive, yet still got the spot, which caused a bit of friction amongst the players and obviously the coach. So, you know, when I said in pre-season it's a clean slate and you'll get an opportunity, I meant that. And I thought, I stood to my word, I give everybody an opportunity. And I think, you know, it was probably sitting in the terraces at Craven Park around 7 or 8 when I, you know, the penny dropped a little bit, maybe one or two, you know,
Had enough chances.
I've had enough chances, yeah. And, you know, we've got to go in a different direction. And, you know, we sat down and knuckled our heads together as a staff with the owner, and here we are today.
Do you think you've more or less finished the job of sorting out the wheat from the chaff?
Yeah. Yeah, do you? Yeah. I think we've identified where we needed strengthening or need strengthening, and I think we've gone about that, and hopefully there'll be one, maybe two more acquisitions where we feel... we've been insufficient this year, and that'll add some real benefit to our club.
Was a missing ingredient for a lot of the time in this club, and I'm not just talking about this season, but in seasons gone by, enthusiasm. Was that a missing ingredient, do you think?
Enthusiasm, no. I think smarts, probably more game smarts, you know, and how to... you know, when you're winning by two with 5 minutes on the clock and drilling the ball into touch and walking to that scrum, that's not enthusiasm. You know, that's smarts. You know, that's killing a game off. When you're chasing a game, then you need to show enthusiasm. But, you know, there's been occasions where we've been 10 minutes left on the...
The habit of knowing how to win a game.
Of course you have, yeah, and sealing them games off. And, you know, we've played against a team tonight that are masters at that. So, game smarts has been a big in rather than enthusiasm. Like I say, you know, I can only think of a handful of occasions where we've not turned up and had a crack. But game smarts have probably just cost us.
All right, one final question to you: how important was it this evening to go into the close season and the next season's pre-season with a result like this?
Yeah, huge for everybody's. Sanity, I suppose, and my own. You know, I'm going to have a forehead like yourself, Gullum, if this carries on.
I've got a razor in the bag.
No, it is. It's important. It's important. You know, we, as a player, you can't stand pre-season. I'm stood here today, can't wait for pre-season. Can't wait for, it's vitally important that we get off to a flying start next year. You only have to look at witness an example this time round to see how important that is. And, you know, they've managed to keep that momentum. So that's really big for us. And, you know, making sure our pre-season is right on the button is going to be critical for us.
Lee, thank you very much. We'll talk to you, no doubt. But thanks for the season.
All right, pal. Cheers, Nick.